Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Going to hear from Bill O'Brien shortly as soon as he goes to the podium. We'll play it live for you here on Sports Radio 610. Bill O'Brien, right before Texans get on a plane, go to Los Angeles. You've been to Los Angeles a few times. Is there any must-dos out there in L.A.?
Oh, I like getting out of L.A., to be honest. L.A. is cool and all, but it gets kind of nasty there, man. I mean, it's kind of rough. It's a rough place. I like, you know, Marina del Rey, you know, Manhattan Beach. You know, you got to get out of L.A. proper. That's what you got to do.
Del Mar was nice, but that's a little bit more of a hike. Horse racing track, I was a big fan of that. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We'd love to hear the loophole noise. How are you feeling about this game? I really don't know who I'm going to pick to win this game. We're going to pick it at 140 like we always do with some Friday future tripping. On one hand, I feel like the Texans have the more talented team. I feel like they have the healthier team, and I feel like they should go out there and win this game. But on the other hand, I've just been burned so many times by this regime in feeling the way I do to where I'm kind of torn as to how I should feel about this game.
I'm torn, but I think I'm going to, you know, spoiler alert, I think I'm leaning Chargers just because it's all about matchups like basketball, man. I mean, football truly is about matchup. These matchups worry me, but we'll see. I got another couple hours here to ponder. But I think what worries every Texans fan is just falling behind or not getting ahead of the competition here. You know, everybody in the division is kind of foundering. You know, everybody in the conference outside of the Patriots and the Chiefs are kind of foundering.
And then you got the big matchup with the Ravens, and we'll see. We'll get a little idea of how they sit. I expect Lamar Jackson to continue what he's been doing against the Chiefs defense, because the Chiefs aren't really known for their defense. So I think that Lamar Jackson will do his thing. But if the Ravens are able to beat the Chiefs, then all of a sudden we're talking about, you know, three purebreds at the top in the AFC with the Patriots being the ultimate purebred. And then are the Texans, you know, on their butts, for lack of a better term, or are the Texans towards the bottom looking way up there? Right. I think this game will decide. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I didn't bet the house on Jacksonville. I mean, on Tennessee, thank God.
Yeah, that's good. You would be homeless right now.
That motivational speech was awesome because it definitely was reciprocated by the team. Calais Campbell's a piece. Saxonville's back. They're fun to watch, and I like Minshew and his mustache too. Ooh,
thanks for that, Mike. You like the mustache?
I like
too.
Him and his mustache.
I like him and his mustache. It is a package deal. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
I think the Texans were exposed when they played the Saints. I think they were exposed when they played the Jaguars. I don't think they're a fourth quarter team. I think all that stuff from the first to the third is just air, and then when the air runs out in the fourth quarter, there's and the hands in the pocket looking stupid.
Well, we're going to find out, right? I mean, I mentioned when Seth was joining us yesterday, we talked about this. I think it's kind of just going to set the path, set the course for this team, this game. Swing game, as you call it. If we see what happened in week one and these cornerbacks are susceptible and they give up a lot of yards and points, I think that's kind of what they're going to end up being, that, you know, that they're going to have to overcome that in order to win. We see the team that you know, flat out basically shut out, you know, Jacksonville, except for the fourth quarter there, then we'll feel pretty good about things, right?
Maybe. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what a Texans win looks like in this situation. Is this going to be a situation where we see them go out there and air it out, or is this going to be like what Bill O'Brien talked about the other day, where you yuck it up, where you have to adjust to a style? I don't know what we're going to see. I mean, we saw the Chargers lose to the Lions 10-7. So this is a team that hasn't quite been, you know, setting the world on fire offensively. They beat the Colts the week before. So is this going to be a situation where Bill O'Brien lets his team orchestrate the tempo and his team go out there and set the tone, and it's basically you catch up to us?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Bill O'Brien going to look at the Chargers and say, you know what, we can yuck it up like we did in 2018, and we can go out there and we can just hang with this Chargers team, and maybe we can outlast them like we've done many times the last couple of years? I just think that's a dangerous, dangerous place to get into, especially when you're facing Phillip Rivers, who's a future Hall of Fame quarterback. And by the way, Bill O'Brien as Texans head coach against future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, if you want to consider Eli Manning a future Hall of Fame quarterback, he's 1-10. So whenever the Texans face really good quarterbacks like the one they're going to face on Sunday, they are 1-10. And I think a lot of that, if you really look at it, is because they've yucked it up and they've gone out there and they've been in situations where those Hall of Fame quarterbacks have opportunities to beat them. The last time Eli Manning looked good before he got benched was last year in week three.
Yeah.
That's the last time Eli Manning looked like any resemblance of a starting quarterback was against the Houston Texans.
And that one is a little bit of an outlier because I think, you know, to be fair, a lot of these losses against the Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you had anything but a Hall of Fame quarterback on your side. You know, Deshaun Watson's only been here going on 3 years. He lost the Giants game, but most of those other ones were an array of Fitzpatricks and Osweilers and Hoyers.
Yeah, and I mean, the stat that I threw out there that we'll get into a little bit later on in the show, if you look at Bill O'Brien's wins, he has 43 career wins as the Texans head coach. Over 33% of those have come against three quarterbacks. He's beaten Blake Bortles 8 times. Mm-hmm. He beat Zach Mettenberger 4 times, and he beat Marcus Mariota 3 times. If you want to take a step further, he also has beaten Andy Dalton 3 times. So 1/3 of your wins have come against Mettenberger, Bortles, Mariota, and then you can throw in Andy Dalton if you want to throw in an even larger chunk of the pie. I think that's extremely telling. I know that sometimes stats, you look at them and it's like, well, you know, you can look at the variables, you can look at all this stuff. I think that's extremely telling. And I think if you want to take it a step further and look into it even more, he's 3-3 against Andrew Luck, and the only 3 times that they beat Andrew Luck, twice in 2016 when Andrew Luck took such a beating that he mentioned that season when he retired a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and 1 time last year when Frank Reich in week 4 almost a year ago
gave it away
mm-hmm. and decided to go for it in overtime and handed the Texans their first win of the season.
Yeah, and you know, that's why this, I said earlier, the good news is this win over the Chargers could be his, you know, elusive signature win. That's also the bad news, because the fact that you have to make this your signature win is kind of sad, you know, when you're 6 years into your regime, going on 6 years into your regime as the head coach here. It's not a good look. I mean, they've had a lot of chances. You just framed them all. You outlined them all right there. A lot of chances to put a stake in the ground and say, you know, we're this good. We're as good as the best. And somebody said, well, you know, why is it that you're saying this with the Hall of Fame quarterbacks that they've lost to? Because if you're going to be a Super Bowl contender, you have to beat them. You know, like I get that the Hall of Fame quarterbacks beat a lot of teams, but they lose. I mean, they lose games, and they lose games against teams that are on their same caliber.
Phillip Rivers lost to the Lions last week.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, Eli Manning hasn't been winning very many games at all recently, and he's been able to beat you twice. So, I mean, that there has to be something made to it. I think it is something that sticks out. It's something to take into account, and I think it would be a big win for Bill O'Brien on Sunday. Let's go to Butch. Butch, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
What?
You got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to go if you're going to call 713-572-4610. We always open the lines for loopholes, but if you're going to call, you got to be ready to go as soon as we go to you. Do you think that this would be Bill O'Brien's signature win?
I do. No, absolutely. I'm not trying to.
I mean, I want to disagree with you, but I don't know. I don't know what I could throw there.
I'm not trying to be over the top here. I mean, what is his signature win better than beating the Chargers on the road to go 2-1 and take the lead in the division?
Even if the Chargers are missing four Pro Bowlers. Even if the Chargers are missing four Pro Bowlers.
I mean, they've beaten the Ravens, right? That's one of his. That was okay. No.
Multiple Bengals games.
Bengals, you know, a lot of people mention that. That's not a signature win, man. I mean, that's not, you know, you can go to any franchise right now and you know, even in the division here over the last 6 years and find a, you know, a signature win.
I mean,
Jacksonville in the postseason.
The Colts beat the Chargers this week.
Colts.
I mean, they beat the Chargers. I mean, this season. Yeah. They beat them week 1.
Well, and the Colts have other, you know, big, I mean, They beat the Texans in the playoffs. You know, what's the Titans' signature win? They've been kind of down, but I bet you they have a good win over like a legit Super Bowl contending team. I'm trying to think.
I mean, they have a playoff win over the Chiefs.
There you go.
At full strength. I remember the comeback from Marcus Mariota. I mean, they have it. It's got to happen, and it's got to happen eventually. Mm-hmm. If the Texans truly are committed to taking that next step. Landry Locker, John Lopez. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610 713-572-4610. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, you guys talking about Ramsey shutting down Hopkins last week or something like that. You know, and you guys are talking about the tight ends. I mean, he doesn't use
When did we talk about the tight ends?
A couple of weeks ago, I was listening.
Go ahead.
And he just seems to be one-dimensional. Spread it out, my man. Make him, you know, the more you throw to other people, the more dangerous Hopkins becomes. But he seems to just be, you know, third down is Hopkins, second down, you know, just he. Everybody knows him. You know, he's got to spread the ball around.
Very true. I mean, and I don't know if that's necessarily Bill O'Brien saying throwing it to Hopkins, or that could even be a Deshaun Watson thing, if we're being fair.
And if we're being fair, when they're at full strength, they do. I mean, QT has had a couple 11 catch games. Kenny Stills had what would have been the catch of the game in New Orleans.
Would have been the game-winning touchdown.
Will Fuller has stretched the field when healthy. It's just when healthy. And especially if you're going to face – I mean, there's only one Jalen Ramsey out there, but there's some really good cornerbacks. And if you're going to be limited to, you know, to 5 catches for 40 yards – as Hopkins was, you're going to have other guys.
Landry Locker, John Lopez in the Loop, Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. Let's hear from the man himself, the man of the hour, Bill O'Brien. We're going to go live to NRG. We're also going to play the hits. Football Friday continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.